This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Now, Hebrews chapter 3 is written. To illustrate problems in the believer's life and using the illustration of the Old Testament children of Israel coming out of Egypt as a picture of the Christian's life. So this, many of these, as we've done many times, there are so many Old Testament stories that are great illustrations for your life. And so Israel came out of Egypt, as you recall the story. If you don't remember reading it, you at least saw the movie. Israel came out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. And when that took place, that represented our salvation. Coming out of Egypt, the world, the system, the kingdom of darkness, and coming out through the Red Sea, following the Lord out, the Lord led them out, a cloud by day, a fire by night. And the waters of the Red Sea were representative of judgment. The Red Sea waters represented judgment. And as you know the story, the waters were heaped up and were parted so that they were able to pass through the ocean bottom of the Red Sea and go from the Egypt side to the wilderness side. The Bible tells us on dry ground. There was not even any moisture left behind when God removed the waters. Because as we said, it's representative of judgment, and God removed judgment from his people. He removes it right down to the final drop. He doesn't just take the majority of judgment and remove it and leave a few sprinkles of judgment later. He removes all of it right down to the final drop, so there'd be no water on the ocean floor of the Red Sea. There would be zero moisture, there'd be no judgment whatsoever, because when the Christian gets saved, from that point on, there is now for no condemnation. So it goes beautifully with the Christian life. And so we pass clean over without any judgment. We get saved. There's no judgment for your past. You just get saved. When you received Christ as your Savior, you didn't have to pay for your past sins first. There was no judgment against you. There was simply the free gift of eternal life. You responded, followed the leading of the Holy Spirit into salvation, and you passed clean over. Judgment was removed from you. The basis of that judgment being removed was Exodus chapter 12, when the blood was put on their doorposts of their homes. When I see the blood, I will pass over you in terms of judgment. When I see the blood, judgment will not come unto your house, unto your soul, unto your body. Now, as they passed over, the Pharaoh, who is a type, a representative of the devil in our story, he sent his armies to bring them back. He didn't like this salvation thing. And so he sent his armies to bring them back into his kingdom. But he is, as you know the story, he was unable to do that. Judgment fell upon his armies in their attempt to do so. Judgment fell upon them, and they were unable to bring back the children of Israel to Egypt, just like judgment would fall upon them if they tried to bring you back into a condition of being unsaved. It would be impossible. Salvation could not be undone. Once they left Egypt, that was it. The waters returned, and there was no going back. Even, and people sometimes like to say this, even if you wanted to go back yourself, if you said, God, I'm tired of this Christianity stuff, I want to go back to being just an old sinner. I don't want this saved stuff anymore. This Christianity stuff is too frustrating. I just want to go back and undo my Christianity. Numbers 11, Exodus 14, that's exactly what they asked to do. We don't want this wilderness. We don't like what's going on. We don't like the trials. We don't like the problems. We just want to go back into Egypt. Things were better in Egypt. What they thought. But even if you want to undo it, even if you get on your knees later today and say, God, I don't want to be saved anymore, take it back, it won't happen. It'll be another unanswered prayer in your life. It won't happen. Because you've been bought with the price, because you're not your own anymore. Because once you came out, you gave yourself to Him, and now His you are, and He owns you, and He's not letting you go. So even if you have a little temper tantrum and want out because things aren't working out the way you hoped they would, it's not going to happen. And I can guarantee you 100 years from now you'll be thankful it didn't happen, because you'll be in heaven instead of hell. Now, at first, when they came out of Egypt, they were very, very excited about their new life with God. And their expectation was that their new life would be trouble-free and filled with pleasure. In fact, some people witness that way. They go and they witness to somebody and say, you just need to receive Jesus. You need to accept the Lord. Your life will be trouble-free. And he'll give you everything you ever wanted. All the desires of your heart, He'll meet them. And they promise people that. They don't quite tell them the whole story. But that's what they thought, these people. After all, God Almighty, omnipotent, could supernaturally provide every comfort and make every wish come true, couldn't He? Couldn't God do that for them instantly, daily, whenever they desired it? He has the power to do that. But God did not just lavish material blessings on them. And He did not just give them unlimited prosperity. But instead, He wanted to develop character in His people by training them to trust Him through the situations of life. So He didn't do it. He could have. He's God. He obviously could easily do it. He could end all of your money problems in an instant. He could end all of your health problems in an instant. Every other problem you have, whether it be relationship or on the job or wherever you find a problem in life, He could end it instantly. He has the power to do that. But He doesn't. Because He uses those things as opportunities to develop our character by training us to trust Him. Christian character is trusting Him. Remember Romans 8:28. Everybody is familiar with that. It's all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And then it goes on to say in the other verses that he does it this way so that He can conform us into the image of His Son. So God is working all things together for the purpose of keeping them in an adversarial situations. They always have a need, there's always a problem, the rent's always due. The body is, the body that they dwell in is a body that's subject to catching the flu or getting other problems, physical problems. There's always something. Relationships are always seem to be experiencing stress. I get a beautiful brand new job and the boss is a monster, I find out later. And there's always something. And God allows those somethings to be there in order to produce opportunities for us to trust Him. Trials give us opportunity. They're not comfortable. We wish they weren't there. We wish we could get rid of them quickly. We wish God would just answer every desire of our heart instantly. We wish He would spoil us rotten as His kids. But He doesn't. He lets the adversity remain in our life, even when we're serving Him and we're living lives that are serving Him and reaching out to others and serving people and winning the lost. There are open doors, Paul said in the 16th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He says there are open doors, but there's also many adversities. And of course, you know in 2 Corinthians 9 about the thorn in the flesh that he couldn't get rid of. Always there, always producing just a little bit of adversity, so he has to trust God. So God doesn't spoil his kids. And people that tell you he does are lying to you, just like the prophets in the Old Testament lied to them and said everything's going to be hunky-dory, everything's going to be great, prosperity's on its way. And the only thing that was on his way was the Assyrian army to take them as prisoners and make them slaves. That was their breakthrough blessing that they were waiting for, because the prophets lied to them. And it happens in the New Testament as well. Prophets, preachers lie in order to gain popularity and don't prepare people to face the trial as an opportunity to trust God. And then it's not all trials. It's not 100% trials in your life. There are obviously many blessings we get too. But we are trained to look at the things that are invisible. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18. Says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So we're looking, but we're looking at things that are invisible, which is quite the trick. I'm looking at something, but I'm not seeing something I can't see, but I'm seeing it. But the things which are not seen are temporary. I'm sorry, the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are invisible things.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune into us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and